Sylvain Carrel will be taking another crack at a federal run as the People's Party of Canada, PPC, candidate for Wellington Halton Hills. Carrel was the PPC candidate in the 2019 federal election, capturing a little over 2% of the vote. In a phone interview, Carrel explained he is currently self-employed but was previously with the RCMP for 12 years in a number of federal mandates such as immigration and drug enforcement. Carrel grew up in Montreal and is fluently bilingual in French and English. He said he believes the defining question on the ballot in this election is freedom of choice, especially regarding vaccination. In Canada, we pride ourselves that we value and cherish our freedoms, we value our principles, Carrel said. Canadian values are sought after the world over and we have people wanting to come here and I assure you, it's not for the climate. He pointed toward possible vaccine passports as an example of infringing on people's freedoms. Whether or not you believe in vaccination, that's not what's on the ballot, Carrel said. What's on the ballot is a freedom to choose over the state mandating your healthcare choices. Another key issue for the riding he noted is growth, particularly in Elora, Fergus and Halton Hills. He said he sees hypocrisy when there is support for liberal policies around immigration. Meanwhile, there's an opposition to growth at the local council level. On the one hand, they will support the liberal policies of Justin Trudeau to bring a million people to Canada in the next 2 years and they refuse to support growth because it's happening in their backyards, Carrel said. He said he wants to demonstrate in debates that if people can't accept growth then they need to reconsider who they support at the federal level. Although the PPC did not fare well in the previous election, Carrel said he sees support for them growing, at an exponential rate, on social media. There are so many people fed up with Michael Chong's liberal light policies, Carrel said. Michael Chong and Aaron O'Toole do not represent the conservative values of this riding.